Welcome to another edition of Clarin Customs, a weekly radio feature highlighting customs policies and procedures. I'm your host, Dania Beckford. Christmas is almost here, and we know that this is a time when friends and family from near and far travel to spend time with their loved ones. But as persons travel, they're sometimes unaware of their allowances as they clear customs at the airports. We have with us Mrs. Janice Walker, Director of Airport Operations at the Norman Mann International Airport, to give us all the information on clearing customs at our airports. Welcome, Mrs. Walker.
Thank you, Dania.
Okay, now, what are the steps that passengers should take after going through immigration and entering the customs baggage hall?
After going through immigration and entering the customs baggage hall, they are to head straight to the carousel where their bags are placed. They are to locate their bags. In locating their bags, please ensure that they pick up the bag that belong to them. Remember, bags do look alike, so please ensure your bags are yours by checking the name tag on the bags. After you have placed all your bags on the trolley, check to ensure your forms are completed properly. That is your custom form. Then you will now proceed to the green line or the red line. You will decide which line to use based on the fact that if you are within your $500 allowance, and you have no restricted item, you use the green line. If you have exceeded your $500 allowance, please use the red line. However, if you are in doubt, please use the red line.
Okay. Now, you mentioned two keywords, allowances and restrictions. What are the allowances of a passenger?
The allowances of a passenger are: one, all passengers are entitled to their tools of trade, and that is tools that they may use in their profession, their trade, occupation, or employment. They are also allowed portable articles such as 200 sticks of cigarettes, 50 sticks of cigars, 230 grams of tobacco, 1 liter of spirit, and this may be a high alcohol value spirit, and 1 liter of low alcohol value spirit. They are also entitled to 170 milliliter perfume spirits and 340 milliliter toilet water. In addition, they are also entitled to their personal or household articles not imported for resale or for commercial exchange and is within the US $500 allowance.
Now that we've spoken about the allowances, what about the restrictions? What do we see persons bringing in at Christmas time that they're not supposed to be bringing in or they need a permit for?
They're bringing in items such as meat, sausage, fruits, vegetables, for example, onions, garlic, camouflage material, toy guns, firecrackers, starlights.
Okay, and what do they need for these items?
Those items need a permit from the Ministry of Agriculture. Items such as the camouflage clothing, toy guns, need a permit from the Ministry of National Security.
Okay, now what if I purchase goods in excess of my $500 US allowance, but I've only taken a fraction of those goods with me on the plane? What do I need to do in that situation?
In that situation, the passenger should ensure that this information is given to the customs officer. What will happen there and then by the officer, after doing an examination of your luggage to see what you have with you, a portion of your allowance will be allocated to what you have brought through the airport. The balance of your allowance will be placed on your personal declaration form, otherwise known as the C-27 form, which will be given to you to take to the wharves for the clearance of your bags or barrels or boxes.
Thank you so much. Remember, when in doubt, declare everything to the customs officer. We have come to the end of this week's program. My guest was Mrs. Janice Walker, Director of Airport Operations at the Norman Mann International Airport at the Jamaica Customs Agency. For a list of the restricted and prohibited items, I invite you to visit our website at www.jacustoms.gov.jm, where you can access live help by clicking on the live help link or via our 24-hour quick response team at quick.response@jacustoms.gov.jm or call us at 1-888-CUSTOMS for more information. I am Dania Beckford.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.